Reacting to the federal budget for fiscal year 2025-26, business leaders and industrialists raised concerns, citing increased burden on taxpayers and the lack of incentives for economic growth. Businessman Group, BMG, Chairman Zubair Motivala, while calling it a camouflage budget, expressed serious reservations about its unrealistic targets in the absence of any meaningful relief for the business community or the common man. The budget includes various announcements related to digitalization and promoting the cashless economy. These measures alone are insufficient for stimulating exports or driving industrialization, which are critical for sustainable economic growth, he stated. Addressing a press conference at the Karachi Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KCCI, after the finance minister's budget speech on Tuesday, he criticized the government for setting overly ambitious goals despite the country's poor economic performance in the previous fiscal year, during which all major targets, including GDP growth and fiscal consolidation, were missed. Motivala questioned the rationale behind increasing targets without providing any practical explanation regarding how these would be achieved, especially in a fragile economic environment dominated by uncertainty, high inflation and the IMF-imposed constraints. He remarked that for achieving the elevated tax collection target, the government seems to be relying largely on extracting more revenue from the existing pool of compliant taxpayers, rather than expanding the tax base. He feared that instead of introducing meaningful reforms to bring untaxed sectors into the fold, the budget would result in increased discretionary powers for tax officials, burdening documented businesses and discouraging the economic activity. This strategy of squeezing the formal sector could result in contraction of economic output rather than expanding it. The Overseas Investors Chamber of Commerce and Industry, OICSI, has expressed disappointment over the government's limited progress in addressing inequitable corporate tax rates in the recent budget. While a marginal reduction in super tax was acknowledged, the OICSI reiterated the need for a comprehensive overhaul of tax structures to enhance Pakistan's competitiveness and attract foreign investment. The chamber noted the absence of a meaningful reduction in government expenditure, which could have helped narrow the budget deficit. Fiscal discipline remains critical to ensuring macroeconomic stability. The OICSI urged the government to prioritize expenditure rationalization in its budgetary measures. It regretted the missed opportunity to broaden the tax base, particularly the absence of a concrete strategy to document Pakistan's 9 trillion rupees cash-based informal economy, a critical measure for meaningful revenue enhancement and economic formalization that the chamber had consistently advocated for.